Angela, tell me a little bit about what you meant by picked up hitchhiker when you sent us some notes about what you've been doing.
Oh, well, I tell you what. Today, you know, when France came out with their stuff about UFOs, that got me thinking about some of my experiences with otherworldly beings.
Right.
Now, I can't tell you I have seen a flying saucer or anything like that because I haven't. I hope to. I think I have had experiences with alien beings. I think that to my core of my being because of several things that have happened, but I had one experience. I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't know what it was. I don't feel it was a ghost. I thought maybe it was an angel type presence, but now in hindsight I'm wondering if it might not have been an alien being, and I think it might have been. But what happened was, George, I was very young and I worked up the road a little bit. And I went and picked, had lunch, you know, we'd have lunch every day, and I would go up the road and take a little break away from where I was working. I was only about, gosh, I think I was only about 17 years old, okay? And I had this bad habit, George, of picking up hitchhikers. I do not know why. Looking back on it, I think I must have lost my mind, but, you know, it just seemed at the time to be a helpful thing
to
do.
Not very smart nowadays.
Not nowadays, and I would not recommend it, but at that time, I kind of felt, I don't know, compelled to, but, you know, it was a different time back then, and I'm in, you know, pretty small town and whatnot. But, and, you know, at that time, too, I had to, often I would, you know, see if they needed any help. A lot of times I would invite them to a church even or whatever at that time. But nevertheless, I'm going on up the road, and I see this guy walking, and I didn't, it was daytime and whatnot, so it wasn't like, you know, dead of night. And he was wearing denim, had long white hair, about to his collar, I could see, a little past his collar, I could see that. But anyway, I decided to stop and see if he wanted to ride just a little ways up the road. So he said he did, and he got in the car. As soon as he got in the car, I mean, it felt weird. Not necessarily scary. I didn't feel like this man's going to hurt me, but just weird. I don't know the words actually to give you the feeling to what I'm saying, to describe what I felt, but it just felt wrong somehow. Not harmful, just wrong. But anyway, I told him I couldn't take him very far. And this particular road, now I live up near the mountains, so it's mostly curves and all that kind of stuff, but this is one particular place that's flat and straight. And at this particular time, there was fields. There was nothing there, you know, for a pretty good ways. It's just pretty flat. And so anyway, I'm going up and up there to the crossroad where he would at least be able to get a better ride because I didn't really have time to take him very far. And I'm talking to him, and I said, you know, maybe you'd like to come down to the church where I go to, and blah, 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 this and that. And he looked at me, and he said, I know exactly where it is. And that gave me a chill, and I don't know why it gave me a chill, but it did. And when he looked at me, I'm telling you, the boy's eyes was so blue, it's almost white. And it was just, I'm telling you, it just wasn't right, okay? And it gave me, again, a chill. Not like he's going to hurt me, but it just wasn't normal. So anyway, he gets out of the car, and I was glad he did. And I turned around right there in the road, did a look, because there's no traffic, nowhere. And I pulled on away, and I looked in my rearview mirror because I wanted to look at him again and kind of memorize him, you know?
Sure.
He wasn't there. He's gone.
What do you mean he was gone?
I'm telling you, the man was gone. There was nothing, no work. There was no, he was gone. And there was no place for him to be. There was no ditch. There was no other car. There was no tree. Nothing.